Morning Watch. Knowing, experiencing, and enjoying Christ as revealed in Philippians. Week 5. Knowing the fellowship of Christ's sufferings and being conformed to his death. Thursday. Related verses. Philippians 3:10. To know him and the power of his resurrection, and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death. Romans 6:5. For if we have grown together with him in the likeness of his death, indeed we will also be in the likeness of his resurrection. Philippians 3:7, 9, 12-16. But what things were gains to me, these I have counted as loss on account of Christ, and be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is out of the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which is out of God and based on faith. Not that I have already obtained or am already perfected, but I pursue, if even I may lay hold of that for which I also have been laid hold of by Christ Jesus. Brothers, I do not account of myself to have laid hold, but one thing I do, forgetting the things which are behind, and stretching forward to the things which are before. I pursue toward the goal for the prize to which God in Christ Jesus has called me upward. Let us therefore, as many as are full grown, have this mind, and if in anything you are otherwise minded, this also God will reveal to you. Nevertheless, whereunto we have attained, by the same rule let us walk. Related reading. On account of the excellency of the knowledge of Christ, we should count all things as loss in order that we may gain Christ and be found in him. Not having our own righteousness out of the law, but the righteousness that is God himself lived out of us. The purpose of this is that we might know him, the power of his resurrection, and the fellowship of his sufferings. But Paul does not stop here. He continues by saying, being conformed to his death. The excellency of the knowledge of Christ, the counting loss of all things, the gaining of Christ, being found in him, knowing him, knowing the power of his resurrection, and knowing the fellowship of his sufferings, all issue in one thing, being conformed to his death. In Philippians 3, the Apostle Paul considered the death of Christ to be a model, a form, or a mold. For example, when the sisters make cakes or cookies, they put the dough into a mold. By being pressed into the mold, the dough eventually is conformed to the shape of the mold. This is precisely Paul's meaning here. He regards the death of Christ as a mold and us as the dough to be put into the mold and pressed. The result is that we are conformed to the death of Christ. The death of Adam is terrible, and we loathe it. The death of Christ, however, is precious and lovable, and we all should treasure it. According to the Bible, the wonderful death of Christ is symbolized by baptism. In the Gospels, the Lord Jesus experienced two baptisms. The first at the beginning of his ministry, when he was baptized in water by John. And the second at the end of his ministry, when he was baptized on the cross. Both baptisms symbolize the lovable death of Christ. We have a God who is full of power, who is the Christ who empowers us. He is the resurrection and the life. This one is in us, and his life is the resurrection power. When we are impoverished, he enables us to withstand the pressures of poverty. When we are prosperous, he empowers us to withstand the test of prosperity. When others persecute us, he empowers us inwardly so that we can endure. When others praise us, he empowers us inwardly so that we can withstand the praise. If we are willing to pay the price and lose our good qualities and strengths, we will see that Christ is the resurrection power as our inward supply in every situation. Being conformed to his death indicates that Christ's death is a mold. We have been placed into this mold of death, and then the resurrection power conforms us to this mold. After baking dough in a mold, the dough becomes the same shape as the mold. In like manner, the resurrection power of Christ in us leads us, carries us, bears us, and places us into the mold of Christ's death. In this way, we bear the image of Christ's death. We can see this mold of death in the daily living of Jesus the Nazarene, as recorded in the four Gospels. Everything that was not of God or apart from God was terminated and restricted by the mold of death. The Lord Jesus lived on the earth for 33.5 years under the shadow of death, that is, in the mold of death. In this way, he followed God, served God, lived for God, and lived out God. Today, Christ's life in us puts us into the mold of his death. Everything that is not of God, Christ, or the Spirit must be put to death. The resurrection life puts us into the mold of Christ's death to conform us to his death.